Easter, Week 2, Monday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name.
The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia.
Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia.
Come, Spirit blessed, with God the Son, and God the Father ever one, shed forth your grace within our breast, and live in us, a ready guest. By every power, by heart and tongue, by act and deed, your praise be sung. Inflame with perfect love each sense, that others' souls may kindle thence. Hear me, Lord, and come to rescue me. Psalm 30. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, set me free. Hear me, and speedily rescue me. Be a rock of refuge for me, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Release me from the snares they have hidden, for you are my refuge, Lord. Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is you who will redeem me, Lord. O God of truth, you detest those who worship false and empty gods. As for me, I trust in the Lord. Let me be glad and rejoice in your love. You who have seen my affliction and taken heed of my soul's distress have not handed me over to the enemy, but set my feet at large. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hear me, Lord, and come to rescue me. Lord, let your face shine on your servant. Psalm 30 continued. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in distress. Tears have wasted my eyes, my throat, and my heart. For my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighs. Affliction has broken down my strength, and my bones waste away. In the face of all my foes I am a reproach, an object of scorn to my neighbours, and of fear to my friends. Those who see me in the street run far away from me. I am like a dead man forgotten, like a thing thrown away. I have heard the slander of the crowd. Fear is all around me, as they plot together against me, as they plan to take my life. But as for me, I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My life is in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of those who hate me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, let your face shine on your servant. Blessed be the Lord, who has shown me the wonders of his love. Psalm 30 concluded. How great is the goodness, Lord, that you keep for those who fear you, that you show to those who trust you in the sight of men. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from the plotting of men. You keep them safe within your tent from disputing tongues. Blessed be the Lord who has shown me the wonders of his love in a fortified city. I am far removed from your sight, I said in my alarm, yet you heard the voice of my plea when I cried for help. Love the Lord, all you saints. He guards his faithful, but the Lord will repay to the full those who act with pride. Be strong, let your heart take courage, all who hope in the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed be the Lord, who has shown me the wonders of his love. My heart and my soul ring out their joy, Alleluia, to God, the living God, Alleluia. A reading from the Book of the Apocalypse, Chapter 1. This book is about what Jesus Christ revealed, which God gave him to show to God's servants what must happen very soon. Christ made these things known to his servant John by sending his angel to him, and John has told all that he has seen. This is his report concerning the message from God and the truth revealed by Jesus Christ. Happy the one who reads this book, and happy are those who listen to the words of this prophetic message and obey what is written in this book. For the time is near when all this will happen. From John to the seven churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace be yours from God, who is, who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits in front of his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn Son who was raised from death, who is also the ruler of the kings of earth. He loves us, and by his death he has freed us from our sins, and made us a kingdom of priests to serve his God and Father. To Jesus Christ be glory and power for ever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Everyone will see him, including those who pierced him. All peoples of the earth will mourn over him. Certainly so. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God Almighty, who is, who was, and who is to come. I am John, your brother, and in union with Jesus, I share with you in suffering, and in his kingdom, and in enduring. I was put on the island named Patmos, because I had proclaimed God's word and the truth that Jesus revealed. On the Lord's day, the Spirit took control of me, and I heard a loud voice that sounded like a trumpet speaking behind me. It said, "Write down what you see, and send the book to these seven churches in Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea." I turned round to see who was talking to me. There I saw seven gold lampstands, among them a being who looked like a man, wearing a robe that reached to his feet, and a gold band round his chest. His hair was white as wool or as snow, and his eyes blazed like fire. His feet shone like brass, melted in the furnace and then polished, and his voice sounded like a mighty waterfall. He held seven stars in his right hand, and a sharp two-edged sword came out of his mouth. His face was as bright as the midday sun. When I saw him, I fell down at his feet like a dead man. He placed his right hand on me and said, "Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, but look, I am alive for ever and ever. I have authority over death and the world of the dead. Write then the things you see, both the things that are now and the things that will happen afterwards. Here is the secret meaning of the seven stars that you see in my right hand and of the seven gold lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches."
responsory from Revelations 1. Christ loved us, and by his death he has freed us from our sins. To him be glory and power for ever and ever. Alleluia. He is the origin of the new creation, the first to return from the dead, to be all things supreme. To him be glory and power for ever and ever. Alleluia. A reading from a Paschal homily of an ancient author. The Pasch which we have celebrated brings salvation to all men, beginning from the first, for he has given salvation and life when they are given to us all. The imperfect events which took place in time are the images and symbols of what is perfect and eternal. They were devised to foreshadow the reality which is now dawning. In the presence of the reality, the symbol has no point. Just as when the king comes on a visit, no one dares to ignore the king in person and to pay homage to his statue. We can see the extent to which the symbol is inferior to the reality from this. The symbol recalls the short life of the Jewish firstborn. The reality recalls the eternal life of all men. It is no great thing that one should escape death for a short time, if he will die soon afterwards. But it is certainly a great thing to escape death altogether. That is what happens to us because Christ, our Paschal Lamb, has been sacrificed for us. The very name of the feast points the way in which it is surpassed, if it is correctly explained. The word Pasch means passage, because when the angel of death was striking down the firstborn, he passed over the houses of the Hebrews. But with us, the passage of the angel of death is a reality, for it passes over us once for all when Christ raises us up to eternal life. To turn at once to the examination of the reality, what is the significance of the fact that the season of the Pasch and the saving of the firstborn is taken to be the beginning of the year? The answer is that the sacrifice of the true Pasch is the beginning of eternal life for us. The year is the symbol of eternity, for it continually turns round on itself and never comes to rest. Christ, the Father of the age to come, was offered as a sacrifice for us. He treats our former life as a thing of the past and gives us the beginning of a new life by the bath of regeneration, according to the pattern of his own death and resurrection. Everyone who has learned of the Pasch that was sacrificed on his behalf should reckon the moment when Christ was sacrificed for him as the moment when his own life began. Now Christ is sacrificed for him when he recognizes the grace and understands the life this sacrifice has won for him. If he understands this, he should be eager to welcome the beginning of the new life and never run back to the old, for it has reached its end. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Responsory from 1 Corinthians. Cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new batch of bread, for Christ our Paschal Lamb has been sacrificed. Let us celebrate the festival, therefore, in honour of the Lord. Alleluia. He was put to death for our sins and raised to life for our justification. Let us celebrate the festival, therefore, in honour of the Lord. Alleluia. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, we confidently call you Father as well as Lord. Renew your Spirit in our hearts, make us ever more perfectly your children, so that we may enter upon the inheritance you have promised us. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.